Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, and Michael calls me Tassie. We are Bridging Wisdom tonight with Michael Goger. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Tassie?
Doing well, brother. Doing well. We're going to open the lines with nonstop readings. How's that, Michael? You're going to do the readings. I'm going to sit back and chillax and listen to you do your thing.
Humming a. I can't read.
Oh, okay. You're only known as the world's most profound metaphysical intuitive consultation reader, teacher out there today. I mean, we're a pretty good couple ourselves.
We're a couple too.
Yeah. Where are you coming? How many more days?
I'll be there April 6th, so that's what?
You mean July 6th?
July 6th, I'm sorry.
What you doing in April, baby?
Hopefully collecting a check. A big one.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll be down in Tassie's neck of the woods July 6th. I'll spend a month with her and do all kinds of creating, all types of different shows. Try making some film and recordings, and she's a phenomenal photographer and artist, and go out and have a good time, get some pictures and do some artwork and some R&R.
Wow.
Hey, baby.
Can't wait. We count the days down, y'all, to see how many more days it's going to be before we're together. We are so happy.
Yes, yeah, I will be here, I guess, sometime, most of the time. I guess you'll do...
No, you'll be doing BBS with me from my house, yes, of course.
Yeah, especially when I'm at your house.
And we have a new one. You want to tell the new Rockabye Baby we have in the oven? About the blog talk?
Oh, that you... we have a new show, and it's called Tassie and Michael Exposed.
Yeah.
It's every Saturday night at the Bridging Wisdom blog talk.
Yeah. So Bridging-Wisdom. It's a little different than BBS. BBS is home.
Yeah.
But we just do this on the side, and we enjoy it. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, two different animals. BBS Radio, rocks, and we love being here. And then Blog Talk is another station. And I got one there, but I'm only doing half-hour infomercials. And I will be doing a two-hour show with Tassie at the Bridging-Wisdom Blog Talk. She also has... the Jaguar blog talk. Beautiful. She didn't get premium. She got plus. And it's got all kinds of thingy-jingies and unlimited this, unlimited that.
But you have to run it. I do not know a thing about it.
I just get in and push buttons, and somehow it all works. But you're a good co-pilot. Together we make one good... But it's a pleasure being here. I love stopping in BBS every once in a while.
BBS rocks, don't they? There's nothing like home.
Oh, They're the best.
Good family. We've got several people on the line whenever you're ready to jump in.
Damn, you're ready to work me, ain't you?
I'm going to work you hard, baby.
You're going to drive it hard. All right. What do you want to let them have it or what?
Yeah, I'm going to sit back and enjoy. I'm not reading tonight.
Yeah, I heard.
You unless you want me to do some numbers.
I'm going to be all my own, huh?
That's right.
All alone.
Let him feel the Michael Googers hot seat.
Right.
We have one of your favorite people on line one. I believe this is the same, Jacqueline.
Yes?
Hello, Jacqueline. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I thank the both of you. This is Jacqueline from Fort Lauderdale.
Welcome to the show.
And I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you, darling.
Thanks.
We love you.
I love you both. And you go that extra mile with me. Michael goes that extra mile with me, and I was just discussing with my mother today.
Wow. Tell mother we love her.
Yes, I thank you. I'm really rooting for you guys. I'm not going to stay on. Michael, please, can you give me some numbers?
Ooh, well, that's massive area.
Okay, let's just see what I'm feeling. Right off the bat, somebody coming and going. Are you going, somebody going overseas or on a journey somewhere, Jackie?
Very possible. Well, Michael, you know you. You know you. I don't question anything anymore, Michael.
I do feel a journey. This is close, too. Family, a real good friend, possibly visiting.
Okay.
Or you going to them back and forth, back and forth. I want to say it's a family, a relationship arena. It may be either you or your son, relationship arena changing, Jackie.
Okay.
I don't know who's single, who's available, what's going on, but...
My son is coming here. You remember one reading, and I don't want to kind of confuse, but my son is coming here now. We communicate now.
Okay. And that's the relationship I'm getting. Unless there is does he have a woman that's involved or with him yet?
Yes. You and I talked about that.
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay. Well, it's all going to play out for the better, and it's going to change for the good. And if either one of them are looking for work, I feel like they find something.
Yes.
Or something comes through for them, some type of funding, and it helps the relationship improve. Now, for numbers, I'm getting 3, 4, 11, 13, 2, 1, 26, and 12.
Perfect.
Listen, you're 13. Listen to this. You're 3, 4, 11, and 13. If you add those numbers together, deducing the 13, it comes up to a 13, girl.
Okay.
Wow.
Wonderful.
And Jackie, financial woes really improving by the end of the year, so don't give up on anything.
I won't.
And this is you and your loved ones. I believe it's just fun. Okay, they may go back somewhere or go away somewhere, and it's still good because it's successful for them. So
I thank you, Michael. I thank you, both of you.
Your numbers add up to an 8, which is an infinity, which is a money number.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just to let you know, I'm kind of just chillaxing back here today. I will get with you later with more information on your numbers. I just am feeling really kind of under the weather for the past month, and Michael has me sitting still. I have to listen to my darling.
Right.
That's right. I thank the both of you. I love the
both. Hey, Jackie, where are you from? I love your accent.
Thank you.
Florida.
Oh, yeah, Florida. Yeah. But, you know, I'm from London, England.
Oh, it's beautiful, girl.
And you got something else mixed in there, too.
I've only got to talk to you once, and that was on Michael's...
The cigar.
Haiti.
Are you from Haiti?
Jamaican.
Yeah, my parents are from Jamaica, and I'm from London, England.
Wow.
What a combination.
The energy you have is so beautiful that... I met you one time, and that was on Michael's blog talk show. Talked to you briefly, and after that, we just hit it right off on, you know,
I was talking to my mother, and I'm going to get off after this because I know everybody is waiting. And I was saying, I spoke to Michael, and it's such a difference to meet people who go that extra mile. They are just supporting you. And I just said that to my mother today.
God love you,
Jackie. We're going to go forward as a couple.
You take your time. This is your time on BBS Radio, girl. Just sit back and relax, and let's just enjoy this.
I know
this
everybody
this
wants to read it.
I don't want you pushing.
Well, I know one thing. She just opened a medical transportation business, and Jackie, anybody, anywhere, national or especially in Florida, they can call you for any type of transportation.
You guys are wonderful.
Okay. Give out Jackie's
information. I have to get a hold of you real quick.
Yeah, give out all your information, Jack.
394-9461.
There you go. And listen, you're going to get a partner or somebody in working with you that's going to help you expand. So be very open to partnerships at this point.
Okay. Okay. Whatever you guys say, I thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Yes, Kathy.
What's your thought? Get my phone number from Michael so we can learn about each other and get to know each other better.
Definitely.
Okay?
Definitely. Good night, Jack.
It's nice having you on BBS Radio tonight.
Very good. Isn't her accent?
No. I haven't talked to her in a while.
The way her voice sounds, you know what I mean?
She's a great lady. I've only talked to her once, and that was only for a couple of minutes on your radio station. And it was just she's just beautiful. She's wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, she is. Any announcements, Michael, before we take another call?
Well, honey?
Any announcements you have before we take another call?
Yeah, give me another beer.
You don't drink. You don't drink a drug.
Thank God I don't drink. Oh my God.
I know. But didn't you close your blog talk? And you're just doing infomercials? But you are taking private readings.
Two-hour shows going a month, and it was fantastic. And due to some health issues and financial, I needed to let it go. But it's still there, and I still plan on producing from there. I can do a half-hour podcast for anybody, if it's promotional, informational, or a light worker of any kind. Give me a jingle, 518-249-3995. Half hour advertisement, half hour informational, emotional, whatever you would like to do. I like the yak, but like Cassie, there's some kind of bug going on, so I've been laying back a little.
I have slept for 3 days, y'all. 3 days solid.
Yeah,
if you wonder where I've been on the internet, I have been asleep in my sofa.
Yeah. And I like calling in sick, and Kat and Cassie, why do you say that? I'm playing archive. You can't do that when you're in a... I saw, Molly, you
sweet.
Are...
I'm sweet, darling. I'm sweet.
You're punctual.
I don't go, la, 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 la. I go, hey, baby, you have to do... You can't play in archive.
Can't bang in. Can't fall in. Huh?
That's right. We got Amanda on line 3. Hello, you're on the air, Amanda.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was just wondering if there was an echo.
Yeah, it kind of echoed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Amanda, where are you from? What part of the world?
Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville, Indiana. Okay, let's see what we got for you, okay? I don't know if you ever heard me read before, but we don't get much time with the caller, so
Hello.
I really try to kick out what the message is that's around you, and hopefully it'll work. One thing for sure, man, I keep hearing mom and not sleeping and tossing and turning, but it turns around. I believe it's somebody, geez, I want to say getting a job or having a financial woe healed of some kind. Two things, two quick questions. Everything okay with mom?
Hello?
Amanda?
Yeah, everything's okay with mom.
Okay, and was anybody looking for work?
I'm looking for work.
You're looking for work, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say you got something within, I'd say 3 weeks even. 3 weeks keeps hitting me in the head here. So do you work for money or counting or...
No.
Administration, business?
No. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
You're a stay-at-home mom. You got math ability or anything like this?
Yes.
I feel like you're good with math. I don't know. I'm just saying what my guides are telling me. And if you want to, you could capitalize on this. I feel like you can do work from home as a bookkeeper or I'm just saying what I'm hearing. So, I would say, not only that, you're working and keep on working well into the end of the year. Is there a new baby being planned or coming or in your arena somewhere?
My brother just had a baby.
Okay, they just had a baby.
Fiance.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful child. So that was your brother.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Are you guys close? You live right next to each other, or?
We were really close. We don't live close, but my family was really close, and now we're not. We're all torn apart.
What's the chance of that baby being the peacemaker? So that feel. Something about this baby being a peacemaker or changing lives for the better, especially within the family organism. So I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen him. I haven't seen him.
Yeah. Okay.
But my mom hasn't seen him either.
Wow. I got a funny feeling the baby that just came somewhere along the line, it heals the family, so... Keep that in mind. You should be working, like I said, within 3 weeks. But I feel you being pulled to home-based money-making.
Yeah.
And it could involve bookkeeping money, anything to do with counting or organizing or doing the books for somebody. Because I don't know if you know it or not, but there's something with you and money and math. Like you would excel in it. You got some abilities there. Also,
okay.
I want to say buying or selling a house. I don't know what this means. I'm just hearing it. And I'm hearing October seems to be extremely house and property oriented and successful. I don't know if you got to move, are you trying to sell something? Remember, I'll pick up on your hubby or anybody close to you, too, so,
okay.
Especially if they're living with you.
I don't know how much information I'm supposed to give you, but I am trying to find a new home because I'm going through a divorce right now, so
okay.
I'm trying to make money to support my kids and get a new house.
Yeah. I was gonna go through there, but I said we only got a few minutes, and you already knew you were separating, so I figured why put it out there. But I thank you for opening up. What was your target date? Because I feel like from July on, your life is a heck of a lot better than it is now. It's not too far away. Were you going to move, like, next month and get a job all right around the same time?
No. I mean, I hadn't planned on it. I was hoping to. I'm just hoping things will get better because it's not been fun right now.
Okay, so you guys are still together and hoping you don't split?
No, we're separated. Huh? We're separated, and we've been to court a few times. It's really bad.
Okay. That's so you got to... I see. Okay, now, I just asked you that. You're moving and getting a job all at the same time. Isn't that what's happening?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what's going to happen. I'm hoping. I'll get a job and I can move.
Yeah. So you already moved, but you want to move again from where you are.
I have not moved.
Huh?
I haven't moved. I'm in the house. I'm in the house that my soon-to-be ex, I guess.
That your ex is living in.
He doesn't live here, but he comes and sees the kids a lot. We have lots of contact with one another. I do not want a divorce.
Okay, you're living in your original home, and he's the one that left.
Yeah.
But you want to get out of Dodge anyway.
Well,
you want to sell it? Are you trying to sell your home?
No, I rent this house. I'm trying to get a new home, whether it's renting or anything, because I don't like having to be here.
No matter what, okay, you're going to grab something. Now, when I said October, you said, I hope not. Why'd you say that?
I said, I hope so.
Oh, I thought you said, I hope not. Okay. Because I want to say, like, from July on, you're working and you got a move being developed and manifested. So July and August, I feel a job and a move. So prepare yourself to be busy. Okay, Ann?
That sounds wonderful.
I mean, we're not too far away from July, so. All right?
Okay.
Any other questions, Amanda?
No, I didn't know if you, like, picked up on, I guess.
Spit it out.
So, like, my whole family doesn't speak because they talk to my ex. Not my mom. My mom and I are close.
Right.
But, like,
but
the whole rest
else,
of my family.
Yeah.
They're separated.
They're pulled apart.
Yeah.
They're not
completely
talking to each other. Okay,
the
brother that just had the child, is he involved in the feuding?
Mm-hmm.
He is?
They're not talking to me. They're talking to my ex. They're not talking to me and my mom, like my younger brother and my older sister.
Okay.
They speak to him.
That's not going to last long, Amanda. That's going to begin to heal probably right around the end of June. And I believe it's got something to do with the baby.
Okay.
And I feel your family being healed, overwhelmingly your family being healed. Like it's one big family again, everybody's talking. Okay, so and I don't think you're going to get past just put it this way, I would say October.
Okay.
I would say October. You're living someplace else, you're working, and your family's healed. That's what I'm being told. Okay? Everything else in between is take it as it comes. But that's the direction that you're in right now. All right?
Okay. Well, that was good news.
Yeah, it's real good news. And I feel you and Mom need the support. I feel like you're taking the dirty end of the stick, and then Mom is hurting for everybody.
Yeah,
It's almost like you're talking for Mom and not yourself in a way.
Yeah.
So, but reinforce Mom and support and love her and just let her know that the family will come back together. The ex or whoever he is or whatever he is, he's just instigating and making trouble and he's going to stick himself out there.
Okay.
They're gonna start seeing that he's lying. Put it that
Stick
way.
Stick in the mud.
Okay.
Thank God. Okay.
Okay. He's claiming things that aren't true, right? That
yes.
I can feel it. Or he's instigating and making up stories just to make people angry at each other. So
mm-hmm.
it's not going
to... Well, to make himself yeah. look good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not going to last long, Amanda. You're going to be doing good. October's your month. Okay?
Right. It's my birthday month, too, so...
oh, see, it'll be the best birthday you ever had. You'll have a new home, new energy, family healing, and making a good buck, I feel. Okay,
okay.
And dwell on what I suggested, working from home, under the table, freelancing, on the side, any way you can do it, using math and counting and organizing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
Man, you have a good evening. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Sweet girl.
Yeah, she was. Very good, Michael. I love to listen, sit back and listen to you read.
Do you, baby?
I do, darling. You are just a hottie. We've got another call. You want to take a break or you want to take this call?
Let's bring him in.
Okay. Caller line one, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Michael?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David.
You gotta be shitting me.
Hi, Cassidy.
David Schwartz?
Is that David Schwartz?
Yes, it is.
They wanted to know.
How you been?
Huh?
How you been?
From you in a long time.
Right.
Good to hear you.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I said it's good to hear from David. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it surprised me.
Angelique is with you tonight?
Huh?
David, is your mother Angelique with you tonight?
Yes, she is.
Tell her I said hello and to give her a big hug for me.
I will.
Okay. David, how can I help you?
Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Has my dad been around me? Because I'm feeling some very not good energy. Am I my
lack,
dad around
lack
me?
Lack of energy?
No, very, negative energy. Has my father been around? Or has he, crossed over?
Your father?
Yeah, my father. Has
okay.
he crossed over, or is he still around me, or...
I feel like he passed,
negative,
David.
Negative energy in my house.
David, didn't he pass?
Yeah, he passed last month, May 18th, which was 19th in New York.
Okay.
In the Philippines, Philippines.
And you, I know what you're, I see where you're coming from. You think he's wandering the earth,
Yeah.
And visiting you.
Can I say something right quick? I want to just say something. What I'm feeling right away, David, is that you have unresolved issues with your father and that negative energy is what you're projecting out, trying to get an answer or a reason or a meaning behind it, and that is the negative energy that you're feeling. Does that make any sense? Because I don't really know anything about you and your father.
That makes a little sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's the energy you're feeling is what you're projecting out there because your dad is at peace. Your dad is passed and at peace. He would not be haunting you or anything like that. That's something that you have unresolved issues with your dad. And all you have to do is just pray, let go, and let God. And God will heal you, and you will remember on the beauty and the graciousness of your dad and you.
There you go.
Wow.
So, and what you're feeling is could very well be his love for you. And he's projecting it to you. And you're not seeing it as that. I feel like it's on your end, so letting go would be really peaceful for you. For the mom, too, I feel. You know, for the whole family unit. Make peace in your prayers. Tell them you love them and you forgive them. And
Do you see anything else happening? Because, like, financially it's going to happen, or do you see anything's going to happen for me, Mom? Because we've been, like, struggling, and it's been, like, a very hard road. And do you see anything coming in to our lives?
I do. I feel things that are connected to him come through. Just for the fact of his passing, legally or authority-wise, things come through that increases your income. Okay.
Do you see, like, any money coming in because any money coming into the house, or any money coming in, you know, financially and also?
I do. I do. It's going to take a little bit, but it's coming through for you. I would say, God, if you had to make me predict, I would say by September you're doing much better, you and your family. So there's an increase all the way around. Okay? But it's not going to, between now and September, okay? It could be a week from now, but things are coming in that are going to increase your cash flow and the money that you have to spend. But you got to be careful. I am getting some warnings on worrying too much. You don't want to worry too much about it either, David. You want to let it
come
through.
Because I'm going to be getting, like, real Social Security.
That's what I'm feeling, government authority, that type of thing.
My mom's also supposed to get Social Security herself, and I can't work because of my back and my health.
Right, so there you go. And there'll be an increase in both of you, you and your mom. So, like I said, the whole family is doing better. Simply because of his passing financially, you know, you'll be doing better.
Do you see me and my mom, like moving, or like anybody coming into my mom's life?
Well, moving will be in the new year, I feel.
Okay.
And as far as somebody coming into your mom's life, I want to say she stays home. I would say within the year, there's a serious relationship in your mom's life.
Okay, from the past, or is there somebody
I feel somebody new that she meets socializing. She's introduced to this person. Okay?
Okay.
She should be very aware of this, especially in January.
Okay, I'm also worried about my mom's health and our health both together. My mom's health, too.
Right,
do you see that getting better health-wise?
I do, but there needs to be some adjusting of stress and medication. I feel like some of the meds could be interfering with the way people are feeling. So if things aren't 100%, you might want to go over the meds you guys are taking, or the amount of stress that you're holding, because I feel like that has a lot to do with the way both of you feel. Okay? But I'm not seeing no harm or no emergencies. I'm getting divine protection with you and your mom. A very nice feeling. Whatever you guys are going through, it's really stress, almost self-inflicted by the way you think.
You've been struggling a lot because money...
Guard your thoughts. Okay, David?
All right, because we've been struggling a lot, and we just don't want to struggle anymore. And being on Section 8 is really hard.
David, you know what? For a sweet darling. And you're gonna get a lot of good stuff happening to you pretty soon.
Yeah.
I can just feel it. You've got such a good, beautiful heart.
Right.
Thanks. Do you see me taking a vacation?
After things get better, David, you got to You've got to calm down. Your mind is 5 years ahead of your legs.
No, I know. But do you see me taking vacation, though?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I do. And to be honest with you, it's almost like a camping or hiking. I don't know if you're into that or not. But I do feel...
He wants to go to the beach, I can feel.
He wants to, yeah, there's a nature thing going on here. Definitely water and a little bit of a getaway. I would say August, David. I'm feeling this.
My mom wants to say Tassie so that she loves it very, very much.
Tell her I love her, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless, David.
We'll talk to you soon. God bless, okay? Bye. God bless your mom. Bye-bye.
Say hi. I'm ready. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice man. I like him.
He's a great dude. Guess who's on line three?
Who?
Ricky.
Ricky!
The lady that's going to marry
Ricky
us.
Evans
our priest.
Remedies.
Yeah, our priest.
Bring her on in.
Hey, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you two favorite people?
Well, thank you so much. We love you. Ricky's going to be is going to marry us when we get married. Perform the ceremony. Michael and I asked her last week.
I am thrilled about it also.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, Ricky.
I know. I'm so excited.
If that's not a book or a movie, I don't know what is.
I know, right? Yeah.
Get married by a friend you met in chat and developed a show around. And
she also had a show with you.
Yeah, Natural Remedies. Ricky, Cassie said you're going to appear here or there and do your own thing, or... you don't want to lock into any one thing.
She got a job and that house.
Like
we predicted.
I got your validation.
We saw.
Yeah,
you got my validation. Nice. I was like, woo, there we go, all in one day.
That's a nice way to get a message. Hey, you were right again.
I know I say that a billion times, but...
Yeah, I've been wrong.
But you are right a billion times, so, you know.
Yeah, the law of averages would probably say something was going on, you know, because I've been right quite a bit.
Yeah, my first day of work today went good.
Beautiful. I'm looking to you now, and I'll tell you what. Everything looks good. Everything looks good. Did you like the job? I feel like they liked you.
Yeah, I did, and we have a lot in common. And so, I mean, basically, I used the law of attraction to find her, and she used the law of attraction to find me.
It was amazing, and this was in the course of... trying to get a home. You got a job at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny. I just kind of in the back of my mind, I've been thinking, you know, I'm feeling so much better. Maybe I could go back to work part-time. And then Friday, I got on Craigslist, and I was just kind of playing around, dinking around, and I found this ad. It's just absolutely perfect for me. And, you know, I could pretty much work whatever hours I want. I can work from home sometimes. It's something that I've already done, so I'm real experienced at it. And it's with like-minded people. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, I'm happy for you. And everything goes well. Are you going to target August? Are you moving in August or before or what?
No, moving August? Before.
You're going to move before August, okay.
Yeah, July 1st. Do you see moving in August? You know, that might be my son coming home.
You're going to be decorating that office in August.
Yeah. Well, it'll probably... When it comes to moving, you can you got a month window anyway, so.
Right. Well, I was thinking you might be seeing my son come home too.
Well, I was going to go there, and let me focus on him. I do feel like it does involve him coming home, too, or hearing that he's coming home. Now, I don't know if they would do something like this, let him know that he's, like, going home. I want to say August, but for some reason, October, like, they tell him in August, and October he comes home. I don't know if it makes sense, but...
That could be. Let's see.
I am getting his bonds thrown off, and it's definitely July, August thing going on here.
Okay.
But
makes sense, because he's thinking of going to a 90-day transition program.
Oh, that's why it would go into November then.
Yeah, that's why you're seeing a couple, two different things. You know, he's going to be out, but he's not going to be really, like, out.
Okay. I'll tell you what, that's basically...
But he'll be, I mean, he'll be 5 hours closer right here with us, so...
Oh, yeah, and it's right on a time frame, too. But tell him to watch his temper. I still feel a little bit of a tootish thing going on here.
Okay,
so,
all right.
So tell him he's not out of harm's way until he knows he's out of harm's way.
Okay.
You know, it's almost like, you know, once he gets into an easier program, maybe he gets a little cockier. So
okay.
If he is that type, warn him that it can always, you know, but I guess we don't have to tell him. You know, I guess you would know this anyway, but it's almost like they would test them to it. Right at the end, they would test them.
Yeah.
So
they're supposed to be, he's supposed to be,
you know,
asking for his release on July 10th.
On July 10th?
So, and it sounds like everybody's pretty favorable towards it.
Yeah, he gets released on the 10th. There, and that's when it starts. He could definitely be home by August, and then in a 30-day program. I would say yes, Ricky.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. Yes. I would say yes. But I'll tell you, is he still cocky, or?
I haven't seen that, but, you know, I only get to see him once a month and talk to him on the phone 10 minutes every week.
Okay.
You know, actually, if you would consider sarcastic being cocky, he has had an issue with being sarcastic.
What I'm hearing. Mouth. Watch your mouth. Over and over and over.
Yep. He has been really well for the last month.
Like saying things you don't mean, or just thinking out loud, or venting. He seems to have an issue there, and other people don't see it as
saying things like, well, you're never going to let me out of here anyway.
Well, yeah, even that, too. That's telling them that maybe we shouldn't.
So he has pretty much curbed that for the last month.
Until he's home safe, always watch his mouth, especially with this energy ball, with this person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and, relationship looks like there's going to be a lot of energy going into that. I would expect that, too, while you're moving and working at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's both need a break right in the middle of a hurricane, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got so much going on, and then I feel like you two really need to communicate more, or to settle a few things before you can go any further, so to speak.
Right.
If anything, Ricky, for the time being, I would put my energy in the relationship, because that's going to be important, especially if you're down one man when you're moving, you know what I mean?
Well, we've got to kind of coast through that.
Yeah, just that's what I'm trying to say. Put your energy in your relationship and keep it going until this thing is complete. completed that you're going through.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a lot going on. New job, moving, and the son coming home. So. So what do? You focus on just you and your better half and try to make that strong. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Ricky.
If there's anything else you need, you let me know.
I will. I'm just so glad to talk to you guys. You sound great.
Listen, I'm doing half-hour skits, so if you want to do a half-hour, you let me know.
Okay.
If it's on Natural Remedies, you know what I mean? I'm down, but I'm not out.
All right.
So, I mean...
Sounds good. We got one more caller before we're going to close the air, okay?
Okay, Ricky,
okay.
I'll let you go.
All right.
And God
love
bless
you guys.
You.
Love you love too, you. Darling.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Ricky. Well, you're a worker.
Hey, we got another one. I want to get him in before we close.
Okay.
You know, get off the air. And it is Jim, and he is from Canada. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Kathy and Michael.
Hi.
I know there's a couple minutes left. Just had a quick question, general. What do you see for me in general, and where should I refocus my energy to improve my life? My financial situation is improving, but wondering if I will meet someone soon.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I'll tell you, I feel... July looks good for meeting somebody, okay? And I feel at times you get sidetracked. So I want to go back to what you first said. How do I refocus, or what should I focus on? And I would focus on my inner self, my meditation, my prayers, and my higher consciousness, number one. If you do get any Reiki or acupuncture, tell them to work on your... I would say your solar plexus and your third eye to expand them and to clean them out a little. You would get at times. I feel like you have a hard time focusing or centering on one thing. July for the romance. Business-wise, I feel very artistic with you, Jim. Are you an artist at all, or involved in entertainment, or arts and entertainment, or are you a writer?
No.
There's something about you.
Interested in you know, that kind of stuff, but haven't pursued it too much on my own.
Okay, that would be another way of getting in touch with yourself. Okay, and be very open to relationship in July, and I feel that this person may be involved in medicine or wear a uniform. Okay,
okay.
So remember me saying that.
Okay.
And metaphysics, are you involved in metaphysics at all?
Yes.
Okay, continue that, because you got abilities. Did you know that?
I was always drawn to it and considered myself quite spiritual.
Are you a dreamer at all? Because I'm going through the dreams with you and clairvoyance.
Yeah, I try to tune into what's going on there and try to pay attention to them for signs, you know.
Okay. If I was you and you really wanted an area, I would go into dream work and dream analysis and anything to do with dreaming, sleep learning and programming and record your dreams with a tape recorder the minute you wake up, because I feel like you would make a great dream interpreter. So that's
like
another thing
journal.
You have floating around you. The job thing seems like it's going okay, like you said. Maybe a little slow. I feel like you have a promotion or a raise coming, or you're a supervisor, manager. Does that make sense?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for it.
I feel something's going to happen that will catapult you into more of a higher position at work, a raise or a promotion.
Okay.
Or a shift in position that gives you a title of a little more money. So I feel steady and increasing with the career and finances.
Michael, do you see me going to Columbia the end of the year? I feel drawn to that because I think I could meet someone down there. Something's telling me to go down there.
This
because
is
I usually
a place
spend my winters
in Canada,
in Florida.
Right, Columbia.
I usually spend my winters in Florida, so I wouldn't be too far from there in the wintertime.
Oh, I see. And you're wondering if you're going to be drawn there, and that's where you'll meet your... I want to say in July you meet your partner. You're not too far away from meeting somebody now. Are you going anywhere in July?
Yes, I am taking a trip back to Florida for a couple days, and then that's in July. So,
okay, Tibet?
No, just to Florida for a couple days.
Okay, be very alert to somebody flirting with you.
Okay.
In July, especially during your trip.
That's nice.
Okay. I usually try to pay attention to that, but maybe I haven't been too good at it lately. I've been getting
something's going to jump out, and you're going to be introduced, or you're going to notice some energy. Okay, Jim?
Okay, thank you all. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you,
good
Jim.
Good luck. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks.
God bless. Thank you for calling. Well, Michael,
great.
That was a really good show that you had there. You were chock full with callers.
Thank you. I want to thank them. Without them, there'd be no me.
Yeah.
Well, no us, really. You know?
Yeah.
So, and I thank you for having me.
Thank you, BBS, for hosting us. Right.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you want to find out what's going on with Tassie and Michael, just search us out on the engines. Just type in Michael and Tassie, or either Tassie and Michael. You will find what we're doing, where we're going, where we're broadcasting, and anything else you want to say? We've got about a minute left.
Well, everybody's invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
We're going to have an internet wedding.
We have a tentative date, but we're not going to expose it as of yet.
It's going to be televised and helicopters flying around.
Yeah.
We might even have Tom Cruise over. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know with Tessie and Michael. But with that, we are going to say goodnight. Good night, Michael.
Love you all. God bless. I love you.
God bless. We love you all. And we'll see you next week at www.bbsradio.com. This is Bridging Wisdom with Kathy Cook and Michael Gober, which he calls me Tassie. We are off the air. Bye-bye, everyone.